Good morning, William Jeffries. This is Megan. How may I help you?
Well, Miss Megan, how are you today?
Good. How you doing, Miss Mac?
Good, good. Well, I'm confused. Did just Jeff go to the to Antwerp?
I was supposed to go. Jeff, Morgan, and Nancy are there. I was supposed to go, but my son got in an accident, and so I couldn't leave.
Oh. Good.
So, they're there without me.
Oh.
Cheating on you, Mick.
Yeah, I know. It happens. You know, the way I look at it is we've got an open relationship, and as long as he comes back, I'm good.
That's exactly, you know, I respect whatever you two are comfortable with as adults.
We're polyamorous. And that is officially the first time I've ever used that word at work.
At work. And how surprised are you that it was with someone with William Jeffries? Like, not at all?
That flip a coin. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Well, listen, I just have one quick question that you probably know
sure.
about. I know that before he left, he was showing his customer the 281L Rare and Forever that we sent on memo. And there's also a 306II1, 10,300. Did he wrap that up? Are we still kind of in limbo with that customer?
I can find out. As a matter
okay.
of fact, I can send him a message right now. I just got a message from Nancy, which means they're...
Up and about.
Out and about.
And it's one of those situations where I don't want to get involved with your sale. I don't want to interrupt it. I don't technically, need it back right ASAP. I just have kind of a shorter leash on that 306.
Oh, sure. That makes perfect sense. Hold on. Let me see.
I'm sorry you missed the opportunity. How's your son?
He's okay. He's okay. He drives race cars, small little bitty race cars.
Sure.
They're called Mini Cup.
Yep.
And he ran into a wall at about 60 miles an hour.
Yikes.
So, yeah. So body is fine. His legs took the brunt of it, took the vast majority.
Okay.
So he broke both kneecaps, he busted the hell out of both feet, and so this happened the 14th of September, and so he's been entirely non-weight-bearing since then, and will be for the next couple of weeks. But at least he's well past the point of being in a lot of pain, and so he's been at the I am so bored point, which just totally sucks, you know. He's 18 and, you know, he's a car guy. He was at he was in the auto tech program through our, you know, school district, and was super looking forward to school this year because of it, and now, you know, hasn't been back to school since because he can't. And so, yeah, so it's just, you know, such a bummer.
Temporary setback, hopefully. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he's going to be a little gun shy, or he's like, get these things off me so I can go back to doing what I love?
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
exactly
that's
what it
good,
is.
That's not a bad thing. I know.
Yeah.
As a parent, I don't think I would be loving that. Yeah.
Nope, not huge loving it. Nope.
Think of it, and I'm on the outside looking in, and I think I would appreciate this is, yes, you want to wrap them up in bubble wrap forever, but for him to be so scared that he's going to be timid and shy of something that he loves so much, let him get back in the saddle. I mean,
that's exactly it.
You know,
yeah. I mean, I'm going to, I can't stop him. That is absolutely what he loves. And I know that he's not going to be, you know, any kind of professional race car driver. It's not even his goal. He wants to work, he wants to be in the pits.
Okay. Cool.
So, you know, he'll be around it all his life, but I feel like, yeah, if he doesn't drive again, he'll regret it. And, you know, so, as a matter of fact, we were in the hospital. He's completely doped up. It's the first night, and he's scrolling through my phone, just killing time, and he goes, "Hey, Mom, look at this." And he finds on Facebook Marketplace, you know, another Mini Cup car. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? And he just sort of, like, grinned at me. And I was like, I will kill you dead right now. I will.
I love it.
So, yeah, so now he's, he wants to ride in something bigger, definitely. But, yeah, so we'll see where he ends up. It'll be a while before he's even, you know, driving the Honda Pilot that we own. So, you know, it'll be a while.
That's what cruise control is for.
What did you say?
That's what cruise control is for.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so he wants, you know, because he's a car guy, he wants something manual. I get it. He'd been looking for one, you know, with manual shift for a while, but he had to tow this, you know, car, the trailer and the car. And so we're like, you can't get rid of the Pilot. It's a 2008. It will run forever. And you've got to tow this car. Well, now he's like, well, now I don't have to tow the car. I can get this little bitty whatever, whatever. And I'm like, Michael, when do you think you're going to be physically capable of driving a manual? Like, that's a lot.
This
you know?
Is the mother of necessity. You know, invention is
yeah.
the mother of necessity. That this mm-hmm. is actually where you'll see the resourcefulness. And
I
want to hear more about this as this goes on, because that's not entertainment, but like I like the sheer will.
Yep.
That
and that's exactly what it'll be. Like, that's what's going to get him doing his PT, is knowing that he won't be able to drive said car until he finishes, you know, and the sooner he gets the PT done, the better. You know, that and the fact, like, so one of the injuries that he has in his foot, I don't know if you follow football, do you know about turf toe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's essentially that injury.
Oh.
And so he's also a rock climber. And so, you know, I don't know if you've ever rock climbed, but that's a lot of toe. Like, you hold on with your toes.
Oh, no, I don't know anything
yourself.
About
that. Yeah, you're supporting yourself and pushing up with your toes. So, you know, that's going to be another thing that's really going to push him in PT. And being 18 is going to help, because right now the doctor's like, yeah, like, I'm not going to stop you from trying it when you're released from my care.
Just calling my cell phone right now.
Okay, go ahead and go.
Okay,
go ahead
sorry
and go.
About that.
All right, no problem. All right, bye.